But we continue with our spotlight on Avon. This portion is brought to you by Our Lady of the Wayside, a home to opportunity. Donate your ride to Our Lady of the Wayside. You can call 1-800-368-6262 or go to thewayside.org. We got the president and CEO of Our Lady of the Wayside, Terry Davis. Good morning, Terry.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. What's new at Our Lady of the Wayside? You're expanding. There's a lot more places that you're putting people, housing folks. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Our Lady of the Wayside is a nonprofit, non-denominational organization that provides residential and community-based services to children and adults with developmental disabilities. Our primary focus is on the residential side, where we take individuals primarily out of institutions or from homes in which they're having a lot of difficulty, and we put them in a home of their own. We give them the opportunity to become citizens in their community, to live just as you and I do, and give them the opportunity to grow and develop and have those things in front of them that we take for granted each and every day. Over the past year, we have done a lot of growth, primarily because the needs have changed in our community. We've added about 13 homes to our network of now 70 homes that we have throughout Lorain, Cuyahoga, Medina, and Lake counties. In these homes, we provide 24-hour supervision. We assist the individuals in their daily living skills. We make sure that they have those opportunities to work in the community and be a part of their community. As I said, as you and I take for granted each and every day, well, for these individuals, that's a challenge. And a big part of our program is to assist them and provide them with the needs that will encourage them to become productive citizens.
Well, it's a challenge, but it's also rewarding for them to be able to feel a little bit of independence that they may not have experienced before.
Absolutely, and that's what we focus on. How can I become a better citizen? The only way that happens is through opportunities, especially for this population. And we come from that background where no one has ever failed from an opportunity that they didn't have. You can't succeed if you're not given that opportunity, and it's certainly rewarding for the individuals and their families who have been challenged for many, many years.
Terry, how do you come together with these people? How do they come to you to make that partnership?
Well, we have a partnership with a lot of individuals, and that's the heart and soul of our program. In these particular cases, we work with the county boards of developmental disabilities. The Lorain County Board is a big partner of ours. Individuals go to them for assistance and help, and we are what's known as a provider. The families get to pick and choose who they want to deliver services to their loved ones. We happen to be one of the bigger providers in Lorain County, therefore a lot of families come to us because they know we basically will provide quality services and make sure that their loved ones are taken care of. So the referral goes to the county board, who then give families a list of providers out there. We're selected by the families. We don't choose them. They choose us. And we have to provide. We have to perform. We have to meet their needs. And if we don't, they can let us go. They can pick another provider. But in our case, we've had a lot of success because of the quality of work that we provide.
Now, you also try to provide employment for them or try to match them up with employers, correct?
Oh, we do the whole gambit at the Wayside. We have day program opportunities. We teach people not only daily living skills, but we prepare them for the work environment. We also have people that work in the community. We're responsible for transporting them and making sure that they get to their jobs on time, that they do their shopping, that they do their banking. We help them with budgeting. Yes, we provide a lot of different services to this population.
I know that you have the backing of many of these sports organizations. I mean, there's always a lot of things, either with auctions as you had over the years. I knew Herb Score at the time had a big connection with your organization. And you've got a special event coming up on April 16th. This is taking place at Progressive Field Terrace Club. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's the Finest Hors d'oeuvres contest. And this is where, again, partnerships pay off big for us. This is a great event. Tickets are $80. You come out to Progressive Field. There's about 15 restaurants that will be there. You go around, sample the different hors d'oeuvres that they provide. And most of these restaurants will put out a special hors d'oeuvre just for this event because they want to win this contest. So you get to come out and sample the hors d'oeuvres, and then you vote and you pick a winner. And we have been very successful. We're looking at about 500-600 people attending this year. It's a lot of fun. It's a nice evening. And, of course, the big winners are the residents and the people that we provide services and supports to.
It's a great fundraiser for that. In fact, you were generous enough to provide us with two tickets to give away. And Alan back at the studio, if you want to go ahead and Alan, we'll take call number two, calling in at 322-0930. They'll get a pair of tickets to enjoy this special event, Cleveland's Finest Hors d'oeuvre contest to benefit Our Lady of the Wayside. It's April 16th from 6 to 9 at the Progressive Field Terrace Club, a nice venue. Of course, by that time, the grass will be green or whatever, and everybody
green,
will be talking about
right.
Indians baseball that time as well. 322-0930, the number to call here to win those two tickets. What are some of the other activities or things that are going on, challenges they might be facing?
Well, you know, employment is one of the big things. We're serving more than 600 individuals now. We have a staff of approximately 600 employees. And what we need is we have 50 open positions because of our growth. So if there's anyone out there looking to support or be a partner with us and become an employee, if you have the skills, the patience, and the talents, you know, to work with this population, please give us a call at 440-934-6007 or go to thewayside.org. We're looking for primarily professionals who are interested in providing daily care to these individuals. So that's one thing that we're doing. The other thing that we're looking at is developing new day program services. One of the problems that we face is what do those who cannot work, what do they do during the day? So we have developed new activity centers where individuals can go and learn different crafts, different skills, Tai Chi, work in an environment and be a part of an environment that help them with their personal skills. We have computer training programs. There, too, we need staff members. So these are great opportunities for people to join us and become a part of our organization. Again, give us a call at 440-934-6007.
What's the passion that you have for this organization or these people? Why is it that you keep doing what you're doing?
Well, I'm 30 years into the field now. You know, one of the things that I take to heart, and I'm a hands-on administrator, I love working and advocating for the population. And one of the things that we see on a daily basis is that someone has to speak for those who can't. And with our population, a lot of these individuals can't communicate their needs, their skills, their desires, their wants, the things that are important to them. And that's where folks like myself come into play. We see this on a daily basis and we take it to heart. So we become not only paid employees, but we're great advocates. I certainly take it to heart when I go to a four of the individuals home and they invite me over for dinner and I talk to them about what their dreams are and their hopes are. That's what moves me. They are able to share those things with me, and I've been fortunately enough to help them accomplish some of their goals and objectives.
What are some of the things that they say that they're thankful for, being able to have a dinner, have people over, have that sort of normalcy that maybe at some point in their life they didn't think, or their families didn't think it was possible?
Oh, you have to come out to some of our homes and visit. Simple things like going to a baseball game. You talk about our relationship with the sports teams. We're familiar with all of the teams, and they all contribute and support our cause. But for the individuals we work for, going to a game, going to Progressive Field and behind the scenes and going down to the batting cages, going to the Cavs game, being a part of the Browns training camp, those things that are very special to these individuals because they haven't had those opportunities in the past. Some of the other things, simple. I want to cook my own dinner. I want to have my own room. I want to go to the bank and I want to cash my check. Those things, again, I keep saying it, that we take for granted each and every day are very special to these individuals. And the reason it's special is because, again, those opportunities didn't exist. Well, we create them now. We make sure that individuals have the ability and opportunity to be a part of all of their community, not just some isolated situation. They are out there in the community. That's what drives our program. We're constantly out there. We have 100 vehicles that we transport folks in every day. Every home that we open, we make sure that there's a vehicle for them to get around in the community, to go to their doctor's appointments. I don't like the big yellow bus thing. So we make sure that they have their own vehicle, not from our staff, one that they can depend on, they know will be there when they have a need to frequent their community. So those are things that are special to them, and those are the things that these fundraisers help us accomplish and bring into the organization. Transportation is a big, big issue for us. And here in Lorain, there is some, but not enough. And a lot of our folks are in wheelchairs, for instance. How do they get around and frequent their community? We have to buy specially built and designed vehicles to make sure that those opportunities exist.
You'll have people that have different degrees of developmental disabilities, and you kind of have to balance between all of that.
Absolutely.
And know what skills, what is their potential, I guess? Or is that limitless, I guess?
It's only limited by the lack of access. We believe strongly. We had a 42-bed institution. We have moved each and every one of those individuals out of that institution into community-based homes. There were a lot of folks that said to us, that's impossible. They can't function. Yes, they can. They can function if you put the supports around them that they need. And that's what we do. Whatever individuals need, we specially design homes, we specially design vehicles, we specially design our day programs, we widen hallways. We make sure that they have the things that they need so that they can be successful. And that's a big part of it. And that's one of the signature things that we do at The Wayside. We design our program around the individuals.
Well, you must get people that come in who are new to the process. But then you have veterans, the people that have been there for a while. They probably kind of accept them and sort of show them how things work, I guess.
Exactly. Well, and that's what 30 years of experience would do for you. You know, The Wayside's been in existence for over 50 years. I've been involved for nearly 30 years, and we've learned how to become better at what we do. So new individuals come into our program, and that's why they come, because they know we have the experience to help them navigate what we call the system, but also put them in situations to make sure that they have an opportunity for their hopes and dreams to come true. We design our program around the individual. So when a family comes to us and tell us their story and talk to us about where they want to go and what they want to do, we are able to merge our skills, their resources, our partnerships with others to help them accomplish those things. And that's what's different about The Wayside from many other organizations. We have all those capabilities under one roof. You don't have to have five providers. You have one provider when you come to our program.
Terry, you mentioned that Our Lady of the Wayside was launched about 50-some years ago. Do you know the story, how it got started?
Of course. Yeah, it started right out of the home of a great woman by the name of Dorothy Kashaw here in Avon. She started the program right out of her home, right on Colorado Avenue. One became two, two became four, four became six. At that time, there weren't this thing that's called group homes. There were mostly institutions. So families who did not want to place their kid in an institution saw this as an option and an opportunity for them. So, you know, during those days, it was Our Lady of the Wayside was a private organization, all fundraising. And that's where the Herb Scores and those types of people come in. Herb's daughter, Herb's and Nancy's daughter was at Our Lady of the Wayside for more than 20 years. And we began to get support. Dorothy began to get support from the teams, a lot of special folks out there in the community who recognized what she was doing. And lo and behold, she added a building onto her home. That building housed 27 children. That program began to flourish and grow. But you know how things work. At a certain period of time, you get to a point where fundraising, you can't bring in enough dollars to support all the folks you have. And that's when I came aboard. I came aboard and helped the agency with their public funding situation. We became more of a state and federal grant program, and that helped us stay alive. And from that point, again, it's when I arrived at Wayside in 91, there was 87 children, 102 employees. At this point in time now, we're serving well over 600 individuals. We have 650 employees and 70 homes now throughout the community. So the program started just like many businesses start, as a small thing, but it's grown because the needs in the community have grown. Here in Avon, Lorain, Elyria, the needs are tremendous. The county board does a great job, the local county board, but they need help. And we're one of the providers that provide assistance to not only the county board, but to the many families in our community that need our assistance.
Well, it helps the families, because I would know especially if they have a child, they're thinking, what happens when I'm gone? How is my child going to survive without me? This gives them the opportunity to know that they can live on their own, that they can be a part of an organization.
Well, and that's how things have shifted. It's gone from children. Most children now stay at home with their families. Now it's the adults, the older adults. You have 60 and 70-year-old parents with 50, 40, 50, 60-year-old developmentally disabled children who they've taken care of all their lives. And you're exactly right. They start looking at what's going to happen when I'm gone. And here again, at the wayside, they come to us, they talk about a living arrangement, because think about it, they've been in the family home all their lives in some cases. Well, where are they going to go when I'm not here? We meet with families and help them design that plan. Isn't it great that you're able to make sure that your loved one is taken care of now, as opposed to what ends up happening in a lot of situations? The parent died, the kid, the 40-year-old, 50-year-old adult now is in a home alone, and where does he go? He goes where the state sends him. But in this case, families have an opportunity to come to us and talk about the planning process and where their family member is going to live after they leave here. And we help families with that plan.
We've been speaking today with the president and CEO of Our Lady of the Wayside, Terry Davis. Again, their big event coming up on April 16th at the Terrace Club, Progressive Field. It is the Cleveland's Finest Hors d'oeuvre contest. You can call them for more information, 934-6054 for tickets. And you can also visit thewayside.org to get details about Our Lady of the Wayside. Terry, thanks for sharing the passion and the stories this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.